After mentioning Jesus' death and resurrection, the Apostles' Creed tells us he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. This sometimes gives Christians the impression that Jesus isn't doing anything right now, other than waiting for his return. But nothing could be further from the truth. So, what work is Jesus doing in heaven right now?
The scripture tells us that Christ is seated at the right hand of God. This is an anthropomorphic expression that shows that Christ received the reins of government of the church and of the universe. At his ascension, he is made to share in the corresponding glory that goes with this. But this reference to being seated, however, does not imply that Jesus ascended to a place of rest. He continues in his work as our king and prophet and priest, and in his mediatorial work as priest. He continues to intercede for his people. As priest, he is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He is constantly interceding on behalf of his people. When he cried out from the cross, "It is finished," he did not mean that his mediatorial priestly work was finished. He meant that his active suffering was finished at that time. He continually offers up his sacrifice, his completed sacrifice to the Father as the sufficient basis for the bestowal of God's pardon and grace. He is constantly applying the work that he did on the cross and making it effective for the justification and the sanctification of sinners. He always lives to intercede for those that are his, pleading for their acceptance before God on the basis of his completed work.
Jesus Christ is our priest. He performs that function, his life, his death, his resurrection, and now in his ascension to the right hand of the Father. He performs the function of a priest by interceding on behalf of his people and making a sacrificial offering for them. On earth, of course, he was interceding for his people in the high priestly prayer in John, where he talks to the Father about the people that the Father has given him. He offers himself as a sacrifice upon the cross at Calvary, and now ascended at the right hand of the Father, he offers himself continually in intercession to the Father on our behalf, fulfilling the great Old Testament role of the priest.
The fact that he is at the right hand of the Father, on a throne, spiritually speaking, is a great affirmation to us that there is victory at the end of all human history for us. He is the King who has won every battle. We don't sense it now, but in reality he has. That's the cosmic concept, the transformation of all the universe, his total lordship. That is all pictured for us as his reigning lordship on a throne. But the great thing about remembering who Jesus is the one that reigns is a glorified man, the Son of God who became the Son of Man. So that his incarnation never ceases. He didn't become some spirit alone. He has taken humanity into heaven. And the one who's at the right hand of God the Father is a Jewish carpenter who is the Son of God. So that as Hebrews says, I think it's six times, he ever lives to intercede for us. There's this marvelous mix of his lordship, his sovereignty, his dominion, his absolute victory over all that has occurred, but also this incredible intimacy, this taking us into himself, that his intercessory life, this powerful prayer and concern for our lives continues.